Hello and welcome back to the Spiritual Gangster Podcast, a vibe-driven space for the soulful and strong. I'm your host, Amanda Piraldi, and I'm so pumped that you're here today. So whether you're listening while you're sipping your coffee, driving your car, walking your dog, or hiding in the bathroom from your kids, no judgment. This episode is going to be one you'll want to soak in. This podcast is your weekly permission slip to protect your peace, trust your intuition, and your own story unapologetically. And today, we're diving into a topic that I know hits home for so many of us: embracing authenticity over approval. So let's get into it. Let me just say this up front. Being authentic in a world that profits off your self-doubt is a damn rebellious act. Seriously, we've been conditioned from day one to perform, to please, to package ourselves in palatable little boxes that make everyone else feel comfortable, even when we are wildly uncomfortable in the process. And for what? Approval? Validation? Gold stars that don't mean a damn thing when your head hits the pillow at night? Yeah, been there, done that, burnt the t-shirt. But let's talk about it. Because I don't know about you, but I spent way too many years trying to shrink myself to fit into rooms I didn't even want to be in. Saying yes when I meant hell no, and dimming my light so someone else could feel brighter. It's exhausting. And it's not living, it's surviving on autopilot. But here's the truth, babe. Approval is addictive, but authenticity is liberating. And choosing authenticity, real, raw, unapologetic you, that's where the magic lives. Let's break it down for a sec. Approval seeking is sneaky. It can look like posting that perfect curated photo on social media, even though your life feels like a dumpster fire behind the scenes. Agreeing with everyone in the room just to avoid conflict, even when your gut is screaming otherwise. Saying yes to plans you have zero desire to go to, just so no one thinks you're rude. And putting on the good girl mask, the chill girl mask, the perfect mom mask, instead of showing up messy, flawed, and human. Listen to me. You are not put on this earth to be universally liked. You were put here to be radically real. And yeah, being real might ruffle some feathers. It might disappoint some people. It might make others uncomfortable. But you know what's worse than being misunderstood? Being inauthentic. Living a life that doesn't belong to you. You're not here to play dress up in someone else's version of acceptable. You're here to take up space, fully, boldly, beautifully. I know it's not always easy, because when you start showing up as your wholehearted self, especially if you've been a lifelong people pleaser, it feels like a whole ass identity crisis at first. You start asking, what if they don't like the real me? What if I lose relationships? What if I'm too much? But what if you're not too much? You're just finally enough for yourself. And people walk away when you stop performing for their approval. Let them. Your authenticity will never scare away the right people, only the ones who are benefiting from your pretending. Let me repeat that for the ones in the back. Your authenticity will never scare away the right people. Here's what embracing authenticity actually looks like. Saying no without explaining your entire life story. Taking the damn photo without sucking in your stomach or over-filtering. Speaking your truth even if your voice shakes. Wearing the outfit that makes you feel good, not what's on trend. And following what lights you up instead of what looks good on paper. It's about coming home to yourself. Unlearning the scripts. Unplugging from the hustle for worthiness culture. It's about realizing you don't need a permission slip to be who you already are. Because the truth is, authenticity is magnetic. When you stop performing and start embodying, you give everyone else around you permission to do the same. You become a lighthouse, a vibe, a whole frequency shift. And let's be real, no one's inspired by perfection. We're inspired by truth, by courage, by stories, by realness. That's what connects us, and that's what heals us. Let me tell you a little story. There was a time in my life when I was checking off every approval box on the damn list. Marriage, check. Solid job, check. Smile on my face while I was crumbling inside, big fat check. But underneath the facade, I was empty. Disconnected, lost. It wasn't until I started peeling back the layers, the shoulds, the masks, the fear of judgment, that I found peace. Not the kind of peace that comes from things looking good on the outside, but the kind that sits in your bones, the kind that whispers, "This is who I am, and it's more than enough." That's the kind of peace that I want for you. Not performative, not polished, but real. So here's your invitation this week. Start paying attention to where you're shrinking, silencing, or shape-shifting. Ask yourself, is this really me? Or is this a version of me I created to be accepted? And then, choose yourself. Even if it's scary, even if you lose people, even if it's not something that everyone gets. Because what you gain in return, your voice, your truth, your peace, is worth more than anyone's approval. All right, my spiritual gangsters, that's what I've got for you today. If this episode hit home for you, share it with a friend who needs a little reminder that they don't need to earn their worth. They're already enough, exactly as they are. And hey, if you haven't already, hit that follow button so you don't miss an episode. We drop new ones every Friday. And trust me, the vibes are only getting stronger. Until next time, keep showing up real, raw, and unapologetically you. You don't need anyone's approval to be powerful. You already are. Talk to you next week.